All right, friends, we are starting this show. We're busy having our own separate conversation. I'm like, hey, it's time to start. I hear our fabulous music going. I am so excited. Welcome, listeners, to the Aging Well Together show. Today's show is part three of our month-long series for Falls Prevention Awareness Month. I am so excited to have one of our favorite returning guests, LaTonya Brown, is back with us. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Here, I'll turn your microphones up so they can hear you.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here.
Yay. And LaTonya is the fabulous wellness coordinator with the Orange County Department on Aging, and she brought with her for the first time on our show Brandon Betts. Did I say that right, Brandon?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
cool. Brandon is the wellness assistant, and he's a personal trainer for the Orange County Department on Aging. I am so excited to talk about the different wellness programs at the different senior centers and just wellness and exercise programs in general, those things that are designed to keep us strong and upright since it is Falls Prevention Awareness Month. As I keep saying, I'm so excited for all we'll learn together. But as always, before we dive into our show, I want to give a shout out to WCOMLP Chapel Hill Carrboro on 103.5 FM for hosting our weekly Aging Well Together show. The Aging Well Together show is also brought to you by the amazingly helpful team at the Orange County Department on Aging. It's always an interesting thing. This is a radio show, not a TV show, but I am representing. I am wearing my Orange County Department on Aging Wellness Programs t-shirt. Woo-hoo. I know you all have one of these t-shirts.
I had mine on yesterday.
I meant to text you to say, hey, let's all, for the picture, I know, for the picture that we'll put on the website.
Oh, that would have been
but
nice.
But you all look so nice.
We have to have them back.
Yeah.
I know, but I'm wearing my t-shirt. So excited. Thank you so much, Orange County Department on Aging, not just for sponsoring the show, but for bringing such amazing guests to help educate us. Our show, as you know, each week we do interview special guests like Brandon and LaTonya to share information, resources, insights, and stories about the opportunities for aging well together. You can catch us live every Thursday. We have been doing that. We've had a lot of nonstop shows. My goodness, live every Thursday from 2 to 3. Or you can stream us live through WCOMFM.org. Or you can listen to any of our previous shows, aka our podcasts, through the Orange County Department on Aging's website, which is pens and paper, www.orangecountync.gov/aging. On the website, you can find links to our Aging Well Together radio show. And I need to give a special shout out to Marilyn Hole. Alicia, have you looked at our website recently? And did you, this is a trick question.
It is.
We made a big change. It came up on last week's show.
We numbered.
And we emailed Marilyn, and she went and she put all of our past 55 shows. Today is show 56. And she did a very simple thing, and she added numbers.
I thought that was so cool.
It was so
last week, so that we could say, go to show number 3.
And that literally happened. I was emailing with someone the other day, and they were talking about, I was actually talking about the show that we did with the great UNC social work team, Brian and Jennifer over from UNC Geriatrics. And then I looked up and I said, and that's episode 25. So we realize now that we've done so many shows, and as people want to look back, and they can see. So now there are numbers next to our shows.
That's awesome.
I know. And soon there's going to be an index. So things like falls prevention. Mm-hmm. We did one show or two shows last year. We're doing 3 shows. So we can say, hey, here's like the 5 shows that cover falls. Isn't that smart? We're going to index.
Cool.
So every show, feel free to come up with something for Marilyn to do on this show. Because last week's show with Marie Dagger, we're like, we should really have the shows numbered. And then emailed Marilyn and she had it done.
Ta-da.
She's
in a
awesome.
Day.
I just love her.
Marilyn Hole, we love you. Thank you so much. So anyway, go to the orangecountync.gov/aging website. Not only will you find links to our numbered fabulous Aging Well Together radio show, but you can also find a host of other helpful resources about services in Orange County, North Carolina. Today's show is going to do a shout out about so many of the programs that are offered there and the services. And so this is definitely one of those shows where we're hoping you run to the website to get more information. If you ever want to call and ask, go old school and pick up the phone and ask a real live question, or if you have a topic to suggest for an upcoming show, feel free to give them a call. Their main number is 919-968-2070, or feel free to email me at my long email address, but it's all smushy. It is agingwelltogethershow@gmail.com. Again, agingwelltogethershow@gmail.com. There's also a shout out for that on the website. And many thanks for those of you who do connect with me that way. It's been super, super helpful. The other thing that I want to do, as always, is give a shout out to the Carborough Bass Band, the Robert Bradford Quartet, for allowing us to use their great music for our opening. You heard it for just a moment when we started and when we were giggling and getting everything all set up, but you'll hear it more at the end of the show. They're great. And as always, Alicia Reed, my fabulous co-host.
McMahon.
My Ed McMahon, and you can even bring the I feel like you're doing bad back posture. Bring the microphone to you.
You may not know who Ed McMahon is. We have a
oh my gosh, we're aging.
Gen Z, I think.
And yeah. Brandon, feel free to bring the microphone closer to you. We just are getting him set up.
Go.
Oh, okay. That became a really funny thing that popped back out.
There we go.
There we go. There so you do go. You know when we say Ed McMahon, do you have any idea what we mean?
No.
I do not.
How about Johnny? How about this is so we're so putting him on the spot right now. How about Johnny Carson? Do you know who that is?
Heard the name.
Okay.
Do not really.
How
know
about
who he
Jimmy
is?
Fallon?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Here's why. Jimmy, this is
he
like
uses
nothing
his band,
to
band though for the you know.
Yeah, well, Jimmy Fallon uses the Roots. But Jimmy Fallon is the host of The Tonight Show. For many, many, many years, the host of The Tonight Show, I mean decades, was Johnny Carson. And John, in this analogy, I guess I would be Johnny Carson.
And I met Ed McMahon, her
Ed
sidekick.
She is my sidekick. Does Jimmy Fallon have a sidekick?
The Roots.
Oh, The Roots. The entire band is her sidekick.
He talks, you notice how he talks to the band when he's, that's what.
That's what you meant. Yeah, so back in the day, Johnny Carson, the host, would talk to a guy right next to him. And you see that with, who's the other one? Jimmy Kimmel has
who does
his that? Guy.
I think.
Ed, what's his name? He's really funny. And he gives
Somebody
everyone
talks
tequila.
To the director. Who talks to the director?
That's.
I don't know. Oh, well.
On The View.
On the View, and then also
I don't stay up that late anymore.
With Michael Strahan used to be on the show. I can't remember what's her name.
Kelly Ripa.
Oh.
So yeah, they have their fun sidekick. So
that's what I am. A
there
fun
we go.
Sidekick.
She's my fun sidekick.
She's definitely a fun sidekick.
She adds a lot of fun fabulousness, and this is her kind of show because she is one of the inspiring and amazing and energizing wellness instructors with Orange County Department on Aging. So you all work together. And so this show is right up her alley. So welcome back, Alicia.
Yay.
Quick shout out for me. I'm Heather Hallman. I've spent over 25 years working in aging services. I continue to work with older adults and their families, connect with supportive resources in our community. Been working hard lately, a lot today, helping folks identify good home care and housing supports. I'm also a caregiver for older family members. Just had an older family member have a fall. That was a little crazy.
Still recovering?
Still recovering. And oh my gosh, I have an old note. It says I'm 52. No, I'm 53 and almost 54. And at 53, I'm focusing on my own changing needs. So I am super invested in how we are all aging well together. Falls a big issue, especially as my vision is changing. Really, I just do these shows to prepare for myself. Going down the stairs has gotten really complicated for me with lighting and vision. So I am super invested in staying upright myself. Okay. Welcome back, LaTanya.
I just have to say that
yes, love.
You're saying that you're 53 going on 54, and no one would ever think that you're 53 going on 54. You're so energetic and so bright and shiny.
And my silver, I mean, LaTanya and I have known each other. We're on decades now. I was telling my husband, I'm going to be with LaTanya. And so it's definitely been, I don't even know, 15 years. And you knew me when I had long brown hair, and now I have short silver hair.
Yep.
And so, what's funny is it's silver hair. I cannot tell you how many young people ask me if I color it platinum. And I was like, oh, darling. So
you worked hard for that hair.
I did. Thank you, pandemic, for not being able to go and get it colored.
It
and then I went
great.
All short haircut.
But that's
myself.
Be hot, honey. That's it.
I get more compliments on my silver hair. I don't say gray. I say silver. Because I'm all hip. I'm looking at Brandon. Brandon, my new best friend, as of 5 minutes ago, is like, I don't know what to make of this woman. So I get more compliments than I did on the hair that I cut myself and don't color than when I spent thousands each year. Mm-hmm. No offense to my previous stylist, but people like the silver.
It's amazing.
And the pixie. Okay. LaTanya, welcome back. And Brandon, will get to Falls. Welcome back. Yay. Or welcome to
welcome
our
for the
show.
First time.
Brandon, you sound so well on the mic. We might have to keep you around.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. All right. He doesn't even know.
Have a trifecta?
You do have a good radio voice. We're going to hear it more in just a moment because you're going to be, I don't want to say in the hot seat, but we've got a lot to talk about with you. But first, LaTanya, it is your fourth time on the show. I did a little recon, and I'm very excited. There will be a five-timers club present.
That's
so
right.
Your next one, you and Marie Dagger are now tied for four.
Oh.
And there will be a present and a special thing. Just like, do you watch Saturday Night Live? Here's all these. Saturday Night Live, they get the five-timers jacket.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah. It's not going to be a jacket. It's going to be fun. And I've been thinking about it. And
I know. I told her trip around the world was too much.
No, trip around the world's too much. A robe. It's going to be much more... I'll whisper it to
fitting.
You, Alicia.
It'll be more fitting.
Offline. Ooh, that's a good thing. Okay.
Well, I'm excited. I didn't realize I'd been here, but it's so comfortable being here with you. So it's not a bad thing. I'm like, okay, I'm going on with Heather. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go have fun. Remind folks, you don't have to go into your big, long history that I know we've done in other shows, but just remind folks, what's your role with the Orange County Department on Aging?
So, hi, everyone. Welcome. To the show today, and I'm happy that you are listening to us today. I'm excited to be able to provide you information about falls prevention. I have been with the Department on Aging for 15 years. I won't go into detail, but I've been here for about 15 years, and I am over the wellness program with the Orange County Department on Aging. You can find me at the Seymour Center and the Passmore Center. What that means is that I'm over public health and all wellness, all health, and all prevention. So anything
that's
dealing
big,
with
that's a lot. She just said it like I'm tired of that, I'm tired of that. Climate change, economic development.
Exactly.
What else we get? Actually, that is public health. She's one of my public health. We're connected that way.
Yeah. So it's a lot of fun, but it's very serious topics. Trying to keep you healthy, and so. It's exciting, but it's also rewarding to allow the older adult community to stay well and mentally, physically, and spiritually. Mm-hmm. So one of our slogans over at the Senior Center is exercise your best life.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
I love that.
Exercise your best.
And what that means is, you know, we have something for 55 or 50 all the way to 105. You can come and run a marathon with us, or you can come and sit down and take a class in your wheelchair. Whatever is best for you, exercise your best life.
You know, and not only do I love that, but I love your other tagline that goes on your logo and on your newsletter, which is endless possibilities.
Yes.
And I feel like the two of them go together. There are endless possibilities to exercise your best life.
That is
Orange
awesome.
County.
Yep. And so I just love the fact that, you know, there's something for everyone to do and volunteer and come and help. I tried to get my volunteer Vanessa Hood to come in today, and she's like, nope, I don't want to do the radio. But she's been with me for about 7 or 8 years.
Yeah.
And I remember her telling me, just to give you a little personal story about how volunteering helps the mental health way. Mm-hmm. Her telling me that it changed her life to come in and volunteer.
Yes.
In the wellness program. And so even if you don't want to exercise or you want to do other things to enlighten your health, you can come in and volunteer and do things within the center and get involved in. Because even though she volunteers, she goes down to take Alicia's mm-hmm. class.
That's
you know,
so cool too.
Vanessa, don't be nervous. Come on the show. Brandon can attest to it, especially in our. I know we're going to change studios in a few months. I'm a little nervous that the studio is going to be too bougie and swanky. Because right now,
we kind of like this man cave.
We love our man cave. Sorry, men of WCOM, but people walk right in, and it really just puts people at ease. And they're this is what I was intimidated about. This quirky space. So
it's very comfortable.
Very comfy. We're going to have to sort of love up the new space to make sure. But tell Vanessa we'd love to have her. And I love that you just made the point getting involved and contributing and volunteering. I was just talking to a woman the other day who's just going through a really hard time in her own life, and we talked about getting to a place where she can have the support she needs, that she can start paying attention to others and contribute and get involved, because she said, I miss having a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the best ways to have purpose is to be focusing on, and also take a break from your own woes, is to be with other people and to help move something else forward. So can anyone just, let's do a shout out. Can anyone, or call for volunteers, just reach out to you and just say, hey, I want to get involved?
So
to volunteer, we're clearly going to
volunteer,
talk about the
program. That's a different division of our program.
That's
Shanae McPherson, and she is over at Volunteer Connect. But you can contact her. And she's hiring. She hired Clayton recently, but reach out to Shanae and see if you want to volunteer, and she can place you with the wellness program, or you can go do some other things that you're interested in.
Cool. Yeah, we're gonna have them come back on. Have Shanae come back on, and yeah, it's fun to have new faces. So let's have Brandon. Oh wait. Yo, you were going to say, I'm terrible at reading lips. I love when people are trying to tell me something.
Yeah,
like,
I wanted to give them the Volunteer Connect phone number in case.
Oh, please do. Please do.
And that number is 919-245-4243.
Okay. Here, say that one, or you want to say it one more time? Because I'm doing something different also. Last week really got me going with new things. So tell that number again,
and
then I'll tell you what
I'm doing. 919-245-4243. And she is the administrator of Volunteer Connect.
Okay. So on last week's show, we also talked about, we were talking about statistics. I don't know if you have any fun statistics. If you do, we always like to have, if we can, fun facts and sexy statistics. Marie didn't have any on her. And then Alicia was like, well, on the previous show, and she just pulled out her notebook, which I'm looking at now, and she just whipped out some statistics. And I said, how do you know that? And she's like, well, I keep a notebook. Right. And I, up until for the past 54 shows, because I started last week, just write on my notes, and then at the end of the show I put the notes away or I throw them out or something. I've now, this Ta-da. Is show two where I'm writing my notes in my notebook
to refer,
so I can be cool like Alicia and be able to refer back, because people share such interesting things. Mm-hmm. We scribble down notes, and I didn't realize to actually capture the notes. I'm like, oh, I can always listen back, but it's Brandon, you've had enough of a break now. Tell us first a little bit about you and where you're from and how you got all interested in exercise and older adults.
Older adults.
Basically, your entire life story. Feel free.
All right. I was born on February 22nd.
Wonderful. And your social security number?
I got to put XXXX on.
Okay. That's right.
Wait, February 20th. So you're not Aquarius.
I'm a Pisces.
You're a Pisces. Ooh. Interesting. Mother was a Pisces. My good friend is. All right. Go on.
But I was born and raised in Chapel Hill. Went to Carborough High School.
Oh, so did my daughter. We're going to talk. Okay, go on. Daughters.
But while I was at Carborough High School, I was looking for volunteer experience. So
In high school?
Mm-hmm.
Go, Brandon.
You. Was that back in the day when you needed service learning hours?
I did, but it was mainly for a parking spot, because I just got my license.
You get a parking spot when you volunteer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes, that's a Carborough High thing. You have to do extra service hours to get a parking spot.
Great incentive.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, we have a lot to talk about offline. Okay, so you're at Carborough High.
Yeah, trying to get that parking spot. And I connected with Shanae, and she connected me with LaTanya. And then that was about 7 and 8 years ago. And I've been volunteering ever since.
Whoa.
And for the past year, I've officially been under LaTanya as the wellness assistant.
Oh, we have a lot to talk about, because I had exchange students that were at Carborough High 7 and 8 years ago. Okay. And then, so you graduated and then started working with the Orange County Department on Aging.
He graduated and then he went to college.
Yes. I was going to say, there's some academic things that LaTanya did share a little bit about you. So yeah, I was going to say, tell me about your academic pursuits that keep going, by the way. I know about you.
Yes. So for undergraduate, I went to Barton College in Wilson, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Got my bachelor's of science in biology with a concentration in health studies.
Okay. Yeah, I saw Wilson. So when you said Chapel Hill, I'm like, I thought you're from Wilson, but that's where you went to college. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. And I also work EMS over there for Wilson County EMS as ENT basic.
Oh, wow.
That is super cool. And do you still do that now?
Yes. That's my weekend job. So
how
I'm bouncing back and forth.
Wilson. Good for that's you. Nowhere near
you
here.
Do that, it in Wilson or?
Yes. Yes, oh. I do in Wilson.
How far away is that from Chapel Hill?
It's about an hour and a half.
So you, and you live here. So you drive an hour and a half and you do EMT work.
Mm-hmm.
So is that like ambulance, right, and answering emergency calls?
Yep, answering 911 calls. Something as small as a fall or someone having a heart attack, someone just needing to talk out their feelings and take a trip to the hospital and cover it all.
Wow. And I know, bless you, Orange County Emergency Rescue and Chapel Hill Emergency
Brandon,
Rescue. Because I called many times, especially during the pandemic, because my mother fell a lot. And folks would, so do you answer? You had said that it could just be a fall, but I would think that'd be a nice number of your calls.
That is the majority of my calls.
Really?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
And I hope I can say this, like, what was really interesting, sometimes they would send folks that were not the biggest and strongest folks, and it was so, and my mother needed, it was like a three-person sort of thing. I would have loved for you to show up. You're a strong guy. Like, are you like, I got this. I can get them up.
That's why they love him at the senior center. Like, it's so great having Brandon at the senior center. It's like, call Brandon. He can do it. Call Brandon. He can move it. Call Brandon. He can move the tables for us.
Yeah, I know.
Say, Alicia knows too.
One in four people fall. So 80% of your calls are falls.
Yep,
80% of your, wow.
80% of the calls, did you just, are falls?
Well, that's here.
That's what we've heard, yes.
That's what we've heard here in Orange County. So just about there too.
It's just about the same, yes.
So you do that on the weekends, and then little birdie also told me you're in graduate school right now.
Yes, at Liberty University, taking online classes.
Yeah.
Trying to get a master's in molecular medicine.
Yeah, you're hardcore. And first of all, my daughter goes to Sweetbriar in Amherst, and it's not too far away from Liberty, so in that Lynchburg area. So if you ever go for an in-person time. I know it's online. We should talk about it because I'm going up there next weekend if you need a ride. But so what does that, that's all kinds of cool. Like, what's the plan with molecular? I'm like, that's not, is that more like radiology? What does that do? I don't even know how to put a question. I'm so ignorant about molecular biology.
Well, the whole degree is focused on biochemistry and physiology.
Yeah.
But it's placed in a clinical setting. So I'll get clinical case studies. I have to solve the problem and treat the problem in a lot of my assignments. But the whole goal is to prepare myself for medical school because that is my ultimate goal.
That's what I was wondering because it was feeling really medical school-y, like pre-med. Mm-hmm. And then, but I was like, I wasn't sure. So that is the plan to be Dr. Betts.
Yes.
Dr. Betts.
Dr.
Love
Betts.
I knew you win.
It. I know.
I make that house call.
Oh, and then since he's in, I've been watching a lot of Instagram reels about, remember the show House, where they were like kind of, so you really are learning to be a scientist and a diagnostician and looking at different cases as well as a practitioner.
And, okay. You know, I have to, you know, pat myself on the back because now he's in love with older adults.
I know. You did good. You did good. Between you and Carrboro High School, like saying, if you want a parking spot, but that,
yes.
The fact, what encouraged you, though? There's a lot of places you could have volunteered to get that parking spot. Why the senior center?
Well, the short and simple answer was it was a quick option. Plus my brother had volunteered there in years past.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of referred to the Seymour Center.
Okay, thank you, brother. Big brother?
Big brother.
Big brother.
Thank you, big brother. And let's give a shout out to following our siblings. When I was 14, I worked at the retirement community because it was a mile away from my house, and my big sister worked there. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's as simple as that. It's just people don't realize it, and then siblings just open up, or anyone says, hey, this is an easy way to do it. And then hopefully, I think you fell in love with it, and clearly LaTanya. And you get a pat on your back because now there's a right answer and a wrong answer for this. Just laying it out there. So when you go to medical school, what kind of medicine are you going to practice, and is it going to involve older adults?
Well, I plan to do family medicine primarily, but
I'll do that. That's good. That's a right answer. I'm good with that.
I'm also into emergency medicine just based off the EMS side of things.
Okay. You know what? That's perfect. That, because so much of family medicine and emergency medicine is with older adults.
Absolutely.
So that's a good answer. Okay. So then let's go back to what do you do specifically as the wellness assistant for the Orange County Department on Aging? And I think that's a good segue into the types of programs, and I want to get all up into Falls Prevention Month activities.
Well,
that was long there. Yeah. What do you do at the Orange County Department on Aging?
Well, I work under Latanya's leadership to help her coordinate programs, do the daily operations of maintaining the fitness facilities, maintaining the office, making sure all the paperwork are filed, and also do personal training there as well.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. I've got a few questions later on because I want to dive all into your personal training expertise, but I, as the daughter of a former participant, Latanya took great care of my mom, who participated in the programs. Thank you, and for all you do.
And you're gonna encourage Heather to be a part of your personal training session.
Yeah,
Because she's looking for someone.
So, Brandon, I'm sure.
Did she just totally ignore you?
I'm sure in preparation
we do this every show. Did she just go past that?
No. I'm staying with it. I am sure in preparation for this show, you have listened to all 55 of our past shows that are on our website. And as someone who has listened to all 55 of our other shows, you know that there is a running discussion issue, motivation, that super active Alicia has been trying to motivate super sedentary Heather. And so that was
designed. She said she was preparing, didn't she?
I am in the preparation stage. My degrees are in public health, stages of change. I am in the pre-contemplation stage. At one point I was in the contemplation stage, and then I've gone back to the pre. So I've taken a step backwards. I do spend each night thinking, it'd be nice to do some more stretches and exercises. I would like to ask you each a question. Latanya, we'll start with you. Okay. It is Falls Prevention Awareness Month. What is it that is exciting about this particular month for the community in general, for the Orange County Department on Aging in particular, but what excites you about this month?
It brings light to one of the main things that's happening to our older adults. And although it's not a great thing to talk about, but we definitely need to bring attention to all the risks that our older adults are dealing with. And it could be a fall that, or a fear of falling, that will stop someone coming to the senior center or going out with their family. Mm-hmm. And so if we can talk about how to prevent falls and prevent and talk about the risk factors for falls and how exercise helps and, you know, provide all types of events and things that encourage people to talk about falls, then I think we'll get more people interacting with everybody socially. Mm-hmm. It's almost it's a win-win situation here because you get to socialize with your friends, you get to talk about the falls, you get to talk about the risk of falling, and then you get to be around other people and enjoy, you know, the events that we offer at the Seymour Center, because every time we offer an event, somebody enjoys it.
Mm-hmm. So. I love that. And what I've really been thinking about lately is, in a lot of what we try to do on this show is talk about things openly, lightheartedly, be honest about it, to reduce the stigma, especially in my own family since we had a fall recently. It's upsetting for folks when they fall, besides all the physicality of the physical scarring. As I say, my person had a broken rib and a bruised ego, in that it's upsetting, it's embarrassing, and so seeing that more people go through it and that it shares, I think it helps to sort of reduce the stigma. Like, this happens, let's just talk about it, let's just face it. And everyone blames themselves, and it's hard to say, like, life happens, it's not your fault. I'm busy telling caregivers not to blame themselves. It was very hard for folks, I know me and my sisters, to say, look, if my mom fell on my sister's watch, and I was like, I do not blame you, and when she falls on my watch, do not blame me. And then she kept falling on my watch. And there is something, like, we just have so much stigma around it. And I know we're all about prevention, but when it does happen, I hate that people, on top of the physical trauma, is the emotional trauma.
And that's that ego part that you mentioned. That's a hard one.
Mm-hmm. It is a hard one, because I think, personally, in dealing with my dad and his falling, it was a fear of losing independence. Mm.
Yes.
And so when he would fall at home, he wouldn't let me know.
Oh, right. I was going to say, because people they don't
hide
tell you.
It. They would hide it from the family. And then because they're afraid, if they continue to call EMS, then they would have to lose their independence.
And I do say that to a lot. I'll say, you know, your address is going to change if you do that again. I said it to my mom all the time. She falls. You fall one more time.
I know. I saw that all the time where I used to work. People did not want to tell.
They didn't want to tell
when they fell because they worried that it would. And you know, sometimes there is some truth to that if it's enough of a problem. But it doesn't have to trigger a move.
It doesn't have to.
We were talking last week with Marie Dagger. There's nothing wrong with mobility devices. There's nothing wrong with looking around your house and saying, "All right, well, let's put some changes in your bathroom, in your kitchen. Let's do some lighting. Let's do things."
Some hand
rails. It doesn't have to mean a move.
It is if you let us know, we can help.
Yeah.
So if you have an issue with falling, don't be afraid to call someone. If it's a family member, great. If not, you can call the senior center.
Exactly.
Call the helpline and say, "Hey, I've had a fall a couple of times, and I would like some assistance with this." Marie will come out, do a home visit, and help
that's
you.
That's right.
And there's no charge, people. You've already paid for it with your tax money, take advantage of that.
I have her booklet.
Yep.
All right, so Brandon, I'll ask you the same question, and then let's get into some of the programs. What excites you about Falls Prevention Awareness Month?
Since you see it firsthand, because when you go to your EMS rescues, they may be laying on the floor or unable to get up, and so you actually have to physically do that part, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So that's amazing.
Yeah, but falls prevention awareness, I'm most excited about like the awareness part of it, because just breaking the stigma of falling, like with wellness, like learning how to be independent and maintain your mobility and maintain your capacity to move and live your normal life,
mm-hmm.
that's my biggest takeaway from Falls Prevention Month.
I love that. So if people do call, or they look at the notebook that is the Endless Possibilities resource, if they call, what do they say? And they say, "Hey, I'm trying to address falls work. I'm trying to get more involved." I think this is a good segue into, you either can take it more generally, what do you talk about, and more specifically the programs, or you can go more specifically with the programs first, however you want to take that.
Well, I just want to first, before we get to into the show, I just want to talk about some of the programs that we have this month.
Yeah.
We've already started with some of the programs. But some of the ones that we're having, they're coming up, it's going to be on Friday, September 20th.
That is tomorrow. Mm-hmm. If you're listening to us live, and if there's a repeat, it hopefully will come again. But all right, tomorrow.
Passmore Center at 10 o'clock. We're going to do a falls prevention bingo. I will be there.
Oh, wow.
I can't do that tomorrow. Oh, keep going. I love anything that has the word bingo. That will get me going. Okay.
And then we have a falls prevention and safety's presentation with Marie. That's going to be in Cedar Grove on September 24th at 10.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have another falls prevention bingo on Wednesday, September 25th at Ethelyn Cheeks Community Center.
Mm-hmm.
And that's at 10 a.m. And then we have a major, major event. It's called a free community health clinic.
Ooh.
It's at the Passmore Center.
Free community health clinic.
We'll have flu shots there.
We'll have
screenings, blood pressure screenings, glucose screenings.
I think that's it.
We'll have a lot of different types of screenings.
There's a lot of stuff. Y'all should come.
Definitely should come.
What is the date?
September 26th at 10 a.m. at the Passmore Center. That's on Thursday, September 26th at 10 a.m. at the Passmore Center.
Okay.
And to register, you can call 919-245-2015.
2015. Who does that one go to? Is that you? 2015?
That is the front desk at the Passmore Center.
Oh, at the Passmore, because I gave the front desk, I think, for the Seymour, mm-hmm. the two zeros. Mm-hmm. Okay, so lots of great programs. And so people, if you need to hear that again, remember, just go to the website, right? www.orangecountync.gov/aging, and everything you just said is highlighted there.
And it's also in our Endless Possibility on page
See, if you have that awesome booklet that you can get.
It's like the same
page
Bible.
8.
It is the Bible. It is great. Well, I don't want to be disrespect, but yeah, it is the Orange County Wellness Bible. On page 28, you said?
Page 8.
Oh, page 8. See, mm-hmm. don't I say the Bible? Page 8. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's very specific programs. So then in the more general programs, or how do you approach it when people say, I want to get more involved, what could I be doing at the different senior centers? Brandon?
Well, we have many, many different classes. Some of our evidence-based classes are Sit to Be Fit with Michael Savino. It's more of our low-intensity classes.
My mom loved that one, right? Yes. Is that the one she liked? I'm looking at LaTanya. Is that what she did? Okay, yeah.
It's real simple. Get somebody into the routine of working out and just getting themselves stronger and building themselves up socially, mentally, emotionally.
Not for you, Heather.
That's a good start, though, for me.
So then we have Alicia's Silver Sneakers and our Arthritis Foundation class.
Okay. And are these things weekly? Are they all okay? Okay.
Yep.
Silver Sneakers.
Yep. Then we also have in October, running from October 7th through the 30th, on Mondays and Wednesdays, we have our Matter of Balance class.
That's a popular one, I bet.
Which will allow seniors to come in and have a discussion on falls and troubleshoot different ways of how to eliminate the risk of falls.
So is it more of a lecture class, or is it a physical class? Like, do they move around and do things, or is it more educational?
It is a mix of both. So we'll start with a discussion, and then we'll move into some simple exercises that they can do on a daily basis.
Okay, great. Anything else? That's pretty impressive.
Our Strong and Steady. That's at the Passmore Center. Exercise class, and that's like also a Arthritis Foundation class that we offer, and that's a free class as well.
And is that like that you're standing? That sounds like where you're doing a mix of balance,
sitting
and
standing.
Oh, mm-hmm. Sitting and standing. Okay. Mm-hmm. What's your most popular class?
Right now, our yoga and Pilates class.
Oh, okay.
Is pretty popular.
And Urban Zumba as well.
Urban Zumba is pretty popular as well.
Oh, I want to try that one. I got in a hard time. It was 2 times ago. I mentioned Jazzercise, and they're like, nobody calls it that anymore. Oh, it's not that. I'm like, okay, so I need Urban Zumba.
Yeah. Yes.
And then these things are a mix of, because you mentioned it really quickly, some of them are for free and some of them have a cost.
Mm-hmm.
Is it clear to differentiate, or is it just you have to check and see which ones are free?
Yeah, they're listed in our endless possibility.
Okay.
Our classes are very cost efficient, though. I mean, we don't have anything more than $8 a class.
Okay, so that's great.
Yeah.
And so you have any other classes? So is this what happens? People will kind of come in. Come in and they meet with one of the two of you, and you go over the different classes and help them think about what would be helpful?
Yeah, so a lot of times older adults will come in and just have general questions, just looking for information, and we can direct them to classes that might interest them or might fit their goals.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll go try it, and usually they'll stay there and then venture out to the other different areas of the center as well.
Yeah, that's great. And what I like about, for my mom, her classes, it was based on a day. I'm free on Mondays. Mm-hmm. I would like something too. And it was like, okay, well, there's the Sit to Be Fit. And then it goes right into lunch. And then it went right into, she got a personal massage, because you had that there. And then she had fun listening to the Chinese chorus practice, you know. So for her, it was a day. But it could be, others will just say, this is my goal, or love that.
And usually, you know, people have no idea what benefits them and what's available to them. But Brandon has, his personality is so great, which is why he's booked until November.
Oh my goodness.
I was going to ask about the personal
training.
Could
you squeeze Heather in, please?
I can make an expect.
Okay, thank you. I'll tip you.
But we listen to you. You know, we come, it's not just, okay, this is what you need to do. You can talk to us. We can have a whole conversation about your whole history and your background of why you got to where you are today.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the good thing about coming to the senior center, is that it's not a rush conversation. We sit down, we talk to you, we talk about your goals, we talk about your children, we talk about our children. Mm-hmm. We have a great conversation. And
yeah,
and
it's not like the private fitness clubs that are like, sign on today and sign over 3 years and we're going to get you fit and ripped and all those other things.
Right, right. It's a great opportunity for you to come out and talk with someone about your health care. We have a new HEAL program, health care and literacy program.
HEAL. Wait, I need a moment to take that in.
Yeah.
Health care and literacy. At first I thought like HEAL, H-E-A-L, then I thought
Health Education and Literacy Program.
Health, and what is that? I've not heard about that.
It's a new program that we coordinate and partner with UNC Nursing.
Uh-huh.
And EMS as well, Orange County EMS.
Uh-huh.
And we monthly meet either at the Seymour Center or the Passmore Center, and we're also going to Cedar Grove, and we talk about different issues within the community. It could be heart disease, it could be diabetes, it could be blood pressure, it could be anything like that. And then we do glucose and cholesterol screenings and blood pressure screenings. And then the most important piece of this is that you can speak with a nurse, a provider, mm-hmm. about your health care. So say, for an example, your parents didn't have you. I mean, uh-huh. everybody don't have a Heather, or everybody don't have a LaTanya.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so they go to the doctor, they get released, they have a packet of paper,
yes.
of what to do, and they don't understand, they don't feel well, they don't know how to take their meds, they don't know how to navigate the healthcare after they leave the hospital. So now we have this program within Orange County that you could speak with the individual to talk to you about how to navigate your healthcare after you leave the hospital, or what, how to work with your medications, mm-hmm. how if what food works with your medication, you know, if you're taking too many medications, those types of things. So now we have that available.
Okay, so here's what's going to happen. You just earned yourself another show, which will get you the Five Timers Club.
Yay!
You and I are going to talk offline,
because
I have so many questions and I'm not going to ask any of them.
Okay.
I would like to have a whole show on this new HEAL program.
Absolutely.
And bring in your UNC partners. You and I will talk about dates, and I will get your present ready to go. So I'm going to just bypass all that, because that's amazing, that other program.
I knew you would love that program, because that's up your alley.
It is so up my alley. I am loving it, and I'm not going to ask any more about it, because I want to go in those conversations, for those people who are not comfortable or just they're not into classes, talk to me about your personal training work. Like, if they say, I want to do more individual things either at the center or home, how do you work with them? So I'll ask this of our personal trainer, Brandon.
Well, for personal training, I do training with each client once a week, usually.
So it's not a, can you do a one-time thing?
We can do a one-time thing.
Oh, but, she's shaking. No, LaTanya went, no, you can't do it.
Well, you shouldn't.
You should
want to come back.
You should come back at all times, but it's always available to do
one
and done.
Once a week,
I'm about that, because you were putting it on them to own the fact that they want to do this too. Mm-hmm. So one, because we've showed them, I'm a trainer. And then if they need to come back for questions or follow up, we can follow up and make sure that person is
got it. Because I've seen it at some places, and they're like, you get one session, but it's really like 15, 20 minutes, we're showing you how to use equipment. It's not really a personal training.
No. Mm-hmm.
So in this, all right, so tell me about this. So they meet once a week. Didn't mean to interrupt.
So meet once a week. My first session is always a conversation, an interview with each client. Getting a general consensus of health history and getting to know them personally and why they want to have me as their personal trainer.
Okay.
To look at their goals and come up with a call to action and come up with a plan that's personal to them. So they can benefit from just being in the wellness in wellness space.
Great.
And utilize the equipment properly and reap the benefits in the gym and outside mm-hmm. of the gym.
Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that was offered. I'm assuming there's a cost for that.
Yes, for a 30-minute session, it is $25, and if you want to extend it to an hour, it is $35.
Oh, that's
Probably the lowest cost mm-hmm. in the community.
Yeah, that's not bad. And then it's sign up for, like, do you agree to do it for, like, a month or for the rest of their life? Like, what's the... And yes, I am kind of here. I'm curious myself. So how long do people normally meet with you? For a few months, or it just keeps going?
It's pretty much ongoing. I have a pretty steady clientele. And that's why I'm booked all the way until the end of November.
Wow. So if people want to come in, it's hard to get Brandon time, or it's like you can have it on a Thursday from 4:30. Okay. And what's the minimum age?
55, 50.
50 or 55? That's a big difference.
I'll welcome anybody in the center. You can be 25.
Gosh. All right. I asked that because, you know, I'm about to turn 54. So I was like, oh, 55. No, 50. That gives me a year.
We started 50. We will make an exception
you
for Heather's.
You knew where I was going with that. Okay. So then, in terms of general folks, because a lot of the show so far has been really, about half and half, specific to Orange County. For folks that are listening, for our national and international listenership, when you think about general falls prevention, what would you say are their top things that, no matter where they're listening, that they should be looking for in a class or looking for in their own activities? How would you encourage them to address this?
Well, for in activities, I'm looking for something that you enjoy that you'll be consistent with is the main thing.
Oh.
Because consistency is where all the benefits will happen. And just looking at, like, gaining strength and getting all the skills that you need to prevent falls is the next priority that you should be looking for.
I love that you, I really did, as I was writing it, I really thought you were going to say, oh, balance and strength and all that. I love that you started with enjoyment and consistency, things you enjoy and yeah, that's important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things I don't enjoy, and then there's like I'm a dancer. That's why I want to try the urban. Yeah, then I was going to.
So that right there is something.
I mean,
that
I'm not a dancer. I just like to dance around my kitchen. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like
you don't have to be a dancer.
Yeah,
to do
doing
Zumba
a bunch
class.
Of lifting weights. That's not as exciting. Okay, so then, and then do you tell people find something you enjoy? You can that there's some consistency. You know, strength and balance. Are there like your go-to websites, or is it different? If you're telling people go find a class versus do it at home, basic walking. I'm just trying to think of other little pearls we can be putting out into the universe.
You know, I hate to say this, but we have so much at the Senior Center that we don't really have any websites that we tell people to go to because it's always something for them. Usually, for the most part, we have something for someone to do at the Senior Center, whether it be gardening or walking or exercise class or Spanish or Mandarin class.
It's something.
It's something for them to do at the Seymour Center.
One of the things that's so interesting is we have an embarrassment of riches here in the sense that we have so many amazing resources. Mm-hmm. And I do try to visit the senior centers in different parts of the state or different part. And we have some really great ones across the state. But sometimes in different areas, different states, they may have a different view of their senior centers. For some, they're only congregate meal sites and they offer just some basic things. So it's really hard, but I mean, I would encourage listeners, go and find out about the local resources in your community because they are, I think our senior centers, no matter where, are hidden gems.
Right.
You know, they're just often amazing places.
And if a program is not there, ask about it. You could develop it.
Yep. They have all of the senior centers in the community, even when we go to our conferences. They are providing a lot of information within the community. So it may, even though you may have a smaller senior center, there is someone there that caters to older adults in your community, whether it be a council on aging or just a aging department. There's somewhere you can go to get information that, and they want to help you. So reach out, look in, you know, your local community and see where you can get information from the seniors, for seniors, from the senior centers.
And even if it's not directly for seniors, I mean, there are, like I know our university, our UNC has a wellness center. So a lot of times universities have great, you know, they might have their health centers might have, or, you know, fitness clubs. I don't think UNC is the only one that do it. I know Duke has one out in Pittsburgh. So, you know, connecting with your universities and health centers and other, I know, I'm looking at this page with all these talking points. I want to make sure, what have we not gotten to that you wanted to share when it comes to encouraging people to tackle falls prevention and awareness head on?
Well, this month is basically a month that we focus on falls. So we like to call action to our older adults to focus on what their fear is, if they have a fear, and if they don't have a fear, to work on fall preventing a fall later on in life. So if you go ahead and start working on that now and getting information and working on things to help prevent falls, then you're a step ahead of the game. So just want to encourage you to take action to reduce your risk of falling, and maybe Heather,
yes, ma'am,
start a new exercise program.
We got personal training with Brendan.
Get your vision checked.
Yeah, I do that.
Maybe call Marie and remove any tripping hazards from your home.
Great.
And then, you know, if you don't know where to start, just give us a call and we can get you going.
I like that.
I didn't mean to be rude as, well, I'm being rude for talking too much, but I just picked up my phone and I'm not multitasking. Well, I'm multitasking for a reason. Right before this call, about 2-3 hours ago, I got an email from our good friend and yours, Marie Dagger, and the governor's proclamation for, do you have it? If not, I just pulled it up.
She sent it to me too.
Do you have it? I think you should read it.
I do too.
Oh,
do you want me to read it?
I have it in my email, but I have
to find it. So as of, I think, this morning, right, it just came out. It is officially, now what's funny is it used to be Falls Prevention Day, and now we're celebrating it all month, Falls Prevention Month, but it is now officially in the state of North Carolina, Falls Prevention Week, I think it started. So here, it came out today, the governor's proclamation, whereas approximately 17.6% of North Carolinians are 65 years of age or older. It is estimated that a quarter of people age 65 and older fall each year. And older adults who fall once are 2 to 3 times more likely to fall again. Okay, this is going to be under our fun facts and sexy statistics. That's not part of the proclamation. Whereas, according to estimates by the North Carolina Injury and Violence Prevention Branch of the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services, Division of Public Health, unintentional falls are the leading cause of fatal and non-fatal injuries among people in our state age 65 and older, causing 1,727 deaths, 21,695 hospitalizations, and 138,296 emergency department visits in 2023. And whereas unintentional falls can lead to depression, loss of mobility, and loss of functional independence, and are the most common cause of traumatic brain injuries among North Carolinians age 65 and older, with falls accounting for 67.5% of fatal traumatic brain injuries among older adults in 2023. Whereas the average hospitalization charge of an unintentional fall for a North Carolina resident age 65 and older was $70,984.09 in 2023. Whereas evidence-based programs reduce falls through cost-effective strategies such as exercise programs, thus the show, to improve balance and strength, medication management, vision improvement, reduction of home hazards, and fall prevention education. And whereas the North Carolina Falls Prevention Coalition works to increase awareness of this issue, promotes multidisciplinary strategies to prevent falls, and encourage people to take steps to protect those who are in the increase of risk of falling. Now, therefore, I, Roy Cooper, governor of the state of North Carolina, do hereby proclaim, we're not in it yet, in a few days, September 23rd through 27th, as Falls Prevention Week. Well, that's funny. That's just a business week, not a full week. Okay, 5 days in North Carolina, and commend the observance to all citizens. I know I read all that, but I knew there was like a lot of cool stats there. And so, and since Marie sent that to us, that, and I think it really highlights so much of what you have been sharing.
Yeah, I mean, it's people don't think that it's a big deal, but it's huge for our older adults.
It's huge. Any other things? Because I want to respect your talking points. Listeners, I'm looking at bulleted pieces of paper. They're just looking at each other. I wanted to make sure you had...
That's all I have.
Okay, good. All right. Not good, but like, I just want to make sure that you got it all out there. I think when you... Do you find that people... This, Brandon, this might be for you. As you go around, I often say I'm people's worst and best person at cocktail parties. I just used this yesterday. Because then when they know what I do, they want to talk about their own aging and housing and planning. When folks learn that you are a personal trainer and an instructor, both for Orange County Department on Aging, both for at senior centers, and your EMT, do you find that that changes the conversation with the people of any age in your life?
Yes. The conversation changes for a younger demographic to make them realize that fall risk is real and that it is preventable. And the same can be said for an older demographic as well.
Yeah. Are they like So maybe you should take this on. You can be like me and be really nice and really annoying at cocktail parties. Go to cocktail parties or when you're just hanging out, you know, with your family members, you know, are you like, hey, falls are the leading cause of something of 1 in 4. Let's talk about, like, do you say, hey, you know, like, what's with this trip hazard in your home? Like, have you become annoying is what I think I'm asking.
I haven't become annoying quite yet.
I know, because I get what you're saying. Because when people find that you're in it and this is what you do when you're talking to them and they think that you eat, sleep, and drink it, and so they start talking. But typically, I don't talk about wellness outside of it. You know, I don't. And I guess I'm like if I start talking, you told me you work in fitness, and I start bringing that out of you. Like, are you that person that you just go in a room, they see you, here comes Brandon, he's a fitness instructor, don't talk to him, you know? Or are you just throwing it out there, throwing it, this is what I do, you should be healthy, you should be doing this, you should, no.
No, I'm not that person.
You know? Wow, you're not that person yet. I literally eat, sleep, and drink.
You
aging
do?
Issues. I was dealing with stuff till 11:45 last night. Woke up this morning. I had phone calls. It's in my personal life. Maybe it's also my age, you know, in that I'm a caregiver. Mm. It is. And my friends are all around my age, and they're dealing with their own aging issues.
So you have a lot of discussions.
All the time.
I don't.
Maybe it's because it's a broader issue.
Yeah, maybe because
I have so much. I mean,
you do too?
So much going on that sometimes, but people like, what do you do? And I'm like, well, I work in aging, and it's like, oh, my mom is aging, and it'll go into that conversation.
Exactly.
But I'm not like, oh, well, I work in aging, and this is what I no.
Okay, you and I are going to talk. You are more than 10 years younger than me, and you and I are going to talk, because when I hang out with my women friends, you know, menopause, what's happening with our older parents, you know, our kids now that they're gone in college, like, how are they doing? They're fine. Okay, what's going on with our own aging bodies? What's going on with our parents' aging bodies? And then when I'm not dealing with it personally, it's everything I do professionally.
No. I mean,
I love it.
I love it too, but
I love it. That's why I'm not exercising.
I mean, as much as I talk and
I exercise
teaching,
my mouth.
I went to the store and, you know, somebody was talking to me. I said, you know, I made a signal like, I can't talk.
She's making signals, radio listeners.
You know, I can't talk. I didn't want to talk. I don't want to talk about fitness. So
This is, as my daughter would say, that's a you thing. So this is a me thing.
Hello,
I've met the problem and it's me, or so I'm the problem. All right. Well, okay. Hmm. So we only have 30 seconds left. LaTanya and Brandon, when you think about, Brandon, I'll ask you first. When you think about what gives you hope around this topic about falls prevention, what is it? Because this is my favorite question to ask lately. What gives you hope when
that's
you think
good.
About the work that you're doing and the folks that you're doing it with?
What gives me the most hope is from my experience with my clients during training sessions. They share their stories about how training with me has helped them prevent falls and make them aware of their own surroundings and just to make them more cautious and aware of like how they can prevent falls and not hurt themselves, and not have me come in as an EMT, have me switch hats.
I know, right?
to see them and treat them. So.
I love that.
I second that. I mean, how can I top that? So
yeah, that's good. And I like hope, because that's what I'm talking about. Hope.
We like hope. We like hope and happiness and meaning and purpose. Well, this show always gives me meaning and purpose, and this show was especially lovely because I'm with my longtime friends, LaTanya and Alicia, my new friend Brandon. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Thank you so much for all you do for the residents of Orange County. So folks, do not hold back reaching out to the Orange County Department on Aging to learn about their wellness programs, and an extra love and shout out to the Orange County Department on Aging for sponsoring our Aging Well Together show. Lots of love to WCOM for this fun studio and this great time. And listeners, as always, thank you for being a part of our Aging Well Together show. And we will talk to you next week. Thank you.
Bye.